Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Today we're talking about sustainable Singapore. Sustainability, of course, a key pillar of focus during this year's budget.
And we got more details out of Parliament this week. Minister for Sustainability and the Environment, Grace Fu, she shared that around $220 million is being pumped into national research initiatives that focus on sustainability in areas such as water technologies and projects that can squeeze value from waste.
In other news as well, a new research institute focusing on how to shrink the carbon footprint of the industrial sector, responsible for about 60% of Singapore's total emissions, has been set up in Jurong Island. And to explain to us what this all really means, joining us on the phone lines right now is James Chong, the head of commercial at Senoko Energy, to find out more. James, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, James, sustainability is a very important theme at this year's budget statement. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I think over the years, there's really an increased focus in terms of sustainability for Singapore going forward. And I think that is really heading towards the right direction. I think as a nation, there's actually an increased call in, as a nation, to reduce our emission and to achieve spur for a greener society going forward as well.
Now, from a consumer's point of view, when we look at one of the things announced, carbon tax rate increased from currently $5 per ton of emissions to between $50, that's 10 times more, and $80 by the year 2030. Now, to us, right away, it means higher energy prices. So maybe you can break it down for us, for consumers, what these announcements mean, and also for businesses like yours.
I think the numbers might sound scary at first, but if you think it in the right context, I think the carbon tax increase is actually going towards the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think the main purpose of a carbon tax is really to incentivize a move towards emission that actually reduces emission and to actually spur the development and deployment of lower emission technologies going forward. And I think this is increasing urgent for socially responsible operations to embrace long-term and sustainable value creation. And from the consumer perspective, I always like to share that, the energy bill size is actually a function of the consumption and the energy rate itself. So for the consumers who are really afraid of an increasing bill size, right, what it means for them is that now they have to actually make a more conscious decision, right, in reducing their consumption and, and keeping the bill size similar despite an increasing carbon tax.
Well, for some consumers, like corporate consumers, business consumers, they don't really have much of a choice, do they?
Actually, that is not true. I guess over the years, if you look at what the government has been pushing forward, they are actually looking in a lot of energy efficiency improvements in terms of the, be it the manufacturing or the processes within the factory premises. Actually, on the shopping centers, buildings, corporate office, I think there's a lot of, if you have heard of this Green Building Awards, so these are actually all aimed, right, from the commercial and industrial consumers to actually help them to reduce their energy use in the long run.
But if I were working in a small, hawker stall or small, shop or restaurant or cafe, there may be a limit to how much of that kind of adjustments, right, or upgrade of systems and applications and equipment that I use that can help me with saving the energy consumption.
Yes, to that, there might be a limit, but I guess the idea here is to actually maximize our efficiency whenever we can. I think for you have heard about this pretty often, and I think we have always been mentioned that our air conditioning has always been on the colder side of things. And I guess that's really one key area that we actually can be focused on. And to give a context, it was mentioned that the air conditioning energy usage is roughly about 30% of the Singapore demand. So we actually spend quite a lot of energy just to cool ourselves on a daily basis.
Because it is getting hot in Singapore.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it? Because it's getting hotter, you use more air conditioning, and because you're using more air conditioning, you are contributing more to climate warming.
Exactly.
So it's like a vicious cycle. But sorry, one more quick question on practical tips, right? What about passive energy use? For example, you know, at the main power point, you leave the electricity switched on, and then so that every time you turn on the next switch, if you know what I mean, it immediately switches on. Yeah, so that kind of passive energy use, how much savings can that help?
So I think just quoting one of the articles that I saw, right? So I think what you're referring to is what we call the vampire power. And in the typical context, that roughly contributes to about 10% of our energy usage.
Okay.
Yeah. So it might be invisible and hidden at one corner, but it's indeed quite a substantial energy usage if you add it up.
We're speaking to James Chong. He is the head of commercial at Sunoco Energy. So, James, what is Sunoco Energy doing to reduce carbon emissions?
I think in terms of being energy efficient and to reduce our carbon emission is something that is always an ongoing effort for us. Over the years, we have actually in 2020, we actually have tapped on the Energy Markets Authority's Energy Efficiency Grant. In that case, we actually upgraded our gas turbine, and that actually helps to remove about 15,000 tons of carbon emission annually. And to give context, that's equivalent to taking off about 4,500 vehicles off the road on an annual basis. And for that, we actually was awarded the EENP award by the National Energy Agency last year. In addition to energy efficiency on the plant side, we have actually also launched what we call a solar share, which is Singapore's first peer-to-peer green trading platform of renewable energies. I think in this offer, we are actually encouraging more Singaporeans to adopt renewables and help lower our nation's carbon footprint in totality. And in our latest offer, latest campaign, this is actually the Cycle for Change. This is our inaugural virtual cycling event running from 10th of March to 22nd of April. This is actually an extension of our Take Charge initiative, through which we hope to actually support a raft of sustainable habits across households and corporates, and to make energy saving a part of our daily activities.
So, James, how does that all trickle down to consumers and businesses?
At the end of the day, what we are trying to enforce here is really to make energy efficiency something that is the back of the mind of our consumer or businesses. So when we talk about, I think in today's context, from personal experiences, that a lot of people are just focusing on the price itself, and people have kind of forgotten that, you know, like all I mentioned, that energy bill is actually a function of consumption as well.
Of course.
So in order to save your overall expenditure, it's actually, you know, it's time to start focusing on the consumption part of the equation rather than just on
that
energy. That
is a very good reminder to all of us to conserve energy where you can. And, you know, you're also helping the environment as a result.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for joining us here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. You were listening there to James Chong, head of commercial at Sunoco Energy.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.